Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
The Slacker Show. Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
Well...
I was finishing a text message. You made me nervous.
I don't decide to start when the music song is over. Do you know?
I know, but
you know
usually,
it's on the radio.
You typically preamble a bit.
Oh, okay. What do you want me to say? There's not a lot to say.
Oh, and I don't know.
Some days we get the hate texts about the theme.
We get them every day now.
Yeah,
and you could mention the backdrop we have tomorrow.
Okay, so you want me to just vamp right now?
Well, I finished the text.
Yeah,
We're
no,
fine.
You go ahead. All right, so tomorrow we fixing to go out to Commerce City.
Why like this?
It's Commerce City, you know?
Okay. I've never been to Commerce City.
That's my neck in the woods.
Yeah, get ready
to.
If you know, you know.
We'll be out at the
reunion. Go ahead and bark at it anyway.
Well, that's right. We did say that was a thing.
Why did you think I was barking?
You just thought Aaron was barking for fun?
Have you met her?
Yeah.
Okay. I forget why we're doing that.
Because
something
I was walking up behind you.
Oh, that's right.
And
you
my initial reaction was to bark. Yeah. I didn't do it.
Anyway, we'll have tickets to see something.
Chelsea Handler.
That's what I said. Mm-hmm. And those Poppy. We're hanging out with Poppy and King mm-hmm. Supers. And
yeah.
We have
come get a bag. Yeah, 9 a.m. sharp until they run out. So get there.
Yeah, get there at 9 a.m.
Can we do the news or nope now?
I don't know, Princess. Are you ready?
Yes. Oh, good evening.
Good evening.
Welcome to the program.
Yeah.
Hold
on. I got to send a text. I got to submit my resume.
In case you missed it, the trailer for Taylor Swift's The End of an Era documentary came out.
I actually did miss it.
Oh, my gosh. Okay, so it comes out December 12th on Disney Plus. I'm not kidding you. My fiance and I were discussing getting rid of Disney Plus, and And the thing is, there was this really cute moment in the trailer, and it showed that every night before Taylor popped up to sing Cruel Summer, she would read on the floor of where it popped her up. It would say, "Have as much fun as you can. We've got your back." Like, I think it was a message from her dancers on the floor to
her. From her team.
So that comes out December 12th, the day before her birthday and Noah's birthday on Disney Plus. I will be locked in. Do not make plans with me that night.
Wait,
no one.
So this is this the
anyway.
Movie that was at the theaters?
It is a 6, I believe, episode docuseries about everything behind. And it features Travis. Travis is on the little thing that took her under the stage, the little car.
Cute.
I know, waiting for her in the middle of the show.
Have you seen the movie
thing
that was
after
at the
dive?
Yeah.
That one?
Yeah.
Okay.
Have you seen that? You have?
Yeah.
You went
that. She had the Eras Tour released at theaters like 2 years ago.
Yeah.
And then when this album came out, it was just like a sing-along kind of. I don't think that's going anywhere, to be honest. I don't think it wasn't this.
So if you don't know what was happening, I held up the word N-O-P-E to Hack to try to get him to burn his.
You didn't use yours.
I know, but I wanted Hack to use it. Here's the thing.
Because you want to nope me later. That's why.
Yes, kind of. Because everybody noped him a week ago. Right. And I just felt like this is your day. You could, like, this whole week, you could have been taking a victory tour and do the thing to each one of us. And you didn't.
But he only has one nope.
Oh, you're right.
Yeah. And I just, I don't know. I'm just trying to be the bigger person.
Mm-hmm. Insult to all of us.
It's working.
Did you just call it back?
Good evening. That makes this topic I want to talk about kind of awkward. The Easy Bake Oven is back. I didn't realize it had disappeared. It first launched in 1963. I guess they stopped.
It's a light bulb.
It's no longer a light bulb. That's what's new is that it has
it's actually dangerous
a proper
now.
Heating element and a redesigned door to reduce burn risks.
Can you imagine how much Hack hates this?
Yeah, I've never liked the Easy Bake Oven.
Oh my God, I forgot about your oven thing.
Yeah, I don't like. Yeah, why? It's not a toy. The oven under no circumstances is a toy. It's something to be avoided at all costs. Leave it off.
Your wife bakes and then maybe Hazel can have her
own. She's so cute.
She can do it right next to Hack.
I know this is not really all that adjacent, but there's a place out by my house called Lulu's Farms. I tried to get you to go there last
time. That's right.
Lulu's Farms has like a whole bunch of like old time candies.
Okay. Yeah, that's why.
Including candy cigarettes. So I'm going to get your daughter candy cigarettes and the Easy Bake Oven. And she's just going to be in the house burning crap down and smoking.
I like the candy cigarettes. That's,
they have them at Lulu's Farms. Cool. I swear to God. My son has a... Oh, sorry.
Okay.
All right, well, anyway,
wait,
back to your...
Do you remember mixing up the stuff for Easy Bake Oven growing up? And you're like, here's just like a vat of water and then like a little bit of mix and like a little plastic spoon. What are we doing?
And it was disgusting. And the cookie was never cooked or the cake was never cooked. It was, you're basically eating brownie batter.
Yeah, but who needs
it? It's still great.
Cook?
Yeah.
You know, just go, oh my God, it's such a waste.
One time I baked a pizza with Alton Brown in his mega bake oven.
Who the heck is Alton Brown?
He was the Scientist Food Network guy.
Take it back.
Why were you with him?
He did a show and we were in the second row and he asked for volunteers and he picked me and went on stage and made one.
I would be mad at her, but I did tangent it into candy cigarettes.
Yeah.
So. Okay. Yeah. Good evening.
Good evening.
Close friend of the show, Scooter Braun, is in the news.
Yeah, let's go.
I hate this guy.
What are you gonna do?
He said the thing about being the bigger person.
You know, I was about to say, you were the only professional in the room. I was about to.
This room is so vindictive and gross.
Apparently, Scooter Braun, it's been rumored that he was going to buy OnlyFans. Did you guys see this at all?
Like what?
Of course he would. He's a scumbag.
The website. He turned it down. Okay.
He did?
Yeah.
He's still a scumbag.
He's no longer interested in buying it, apparently. Okay. But OnlyFans made $6.6 billion in revenue last year.
What?
Yeah.
Oh, wow. That's what we all should be doing.
Okay. Who needs OnlyFans? He's dating. Is he dating Sydney Sweeney?
I think it's fake. I think they call the paparazzi on themselves all the time.
Yeah, she kept saying, I'm single.
Yeah.
If she goes on OnlyFans, I'm the biggest Scooter fan ever.
Disgusting.
The Slacker Show.
Alice. 105.9.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.